Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first review for today, Volume 4, the Super Deluxe reissue by Black Sabbath. It's on Rhino and it gets 4 stars out of 5. Black Sabbath has been my favorite band for 50 years. Of all their records, Volume 4 is my number one. Despite declaring a moratorium on reissues and deluxe box sets, I made an exception in this case, and I'm glad I did. Volume 4 Super Deluxe is something I will be listening to repeatedly, and I'm super glad and super proud to add it to my collection. Key cut, this one comes from Disc 2, an alternate version of Wheels of Confusion. Here's Black Sabbath on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. We'll be right back. That's Black Sabbath from the Volume 4 Super Deluxe reissue and a different version of Wheels of Confusion. My second review for today, Tinfoil Hat by Papa Chubby. It's an independent release that gets 4+ stars out of 5. Lots of recent records have been informed by the social turmoil of the pandemic, and the new Papa Chubby is no exception. Due out March 26th, Tinfoil Hat is one of the most emotional and powerful albums of his career. Papa pulls no punches, not that he ever really has, and the songs resonate lyrically and musically. From rock to blues to soul and reggae, Tinfoil Hat is diverse and very enjoyable. Key cut, Cognitive Dissonance. Here's Papa Chubby on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
I want to talk about cognitive dissonance. Indeed. Yes, I Rastafari. Too many bomber clouds running the show. Yeah. Wealth gets priority, doomsday seniority, mass isolation, massive frustration, drive through inequity, unstable economy, lying politicians, misdirecting technicians. Cognitive dissonance, negative experience, pushing the envelope, climbing up a broken rope. Cognitive dissonance, massive indifference. Humans expendable, testing undependable. It makes me want to scream. Help us, dear doctor. Let truth be your proctor. May love be your light to guide us through this dark night. We worship the dollar and protest and holler. You say my body, my choice, but a mask has no voice. Cognitive dissonance, negative experience, pushing the envelope, climbing up a broken rope. Cognitive dissonance, massive indifference. Humans expendable, testing undependable. Yeah, yeah. What is the cost of a human life? Put a dollar figure on it. You can't, but they can. Cognitive dissonance. Help us, dear doctor. Let truth be your proctor. Love be your light. You got us through this dark night. Cognitive dissonance, massive indifference. Cognitive dissonance, massive indifference. cognitive dissonance.
From his new Tinfoil Hat album, that was Papa Chubby with Cognitive Dissonance. Moving on, album review number 3 for today, Ghosts from the Aris Paul Band. It's also an independent release, and this one gets 5 stars out of 5. The second album from the Aris Paul Band has some serious mojo. Ghosts is a collision of blues, soul, power pop, twang, and rock and roll. This trio has some serious jam chops, and listening to this disc is a blast. If I had to label this, I'd call it manly rock and roll. Key cut, Little White Screen. Here's the Aris Paul Band on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Yeah.
That was the Aris Paul Band from their new album Ghosts and a song called Little White Screen. My fourth review for today, Waiting for the Night from Fortress. This is on Sonic Age Records, and it gets 2 stars out of 5. Fortress were one of the darlings of the Sunset Strip scene and were on the verge of signing a deal in the late 80s when grunge reared its head and said, not today. Waiting for the Night is a sign of what could have been, recorded in the late 80s but never released until now. The songs are a cross between Iron Maiden, Whitesnake, and The Crew. These tracks show promise and ambition. They could have been contenders, they could have been somebody, but weak production is the problem here. Key cut, When Will the Fighting End? Here's Fortress on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. That was Fortress from their album Waiting for the Night and When Will the Fighting End. My fifth and final review for today, I'm All Burned by Kathy Greer and the Troublemakers. This is an independent release and it gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kathy Greer's 14th album, and it's a smooth soul and blues pleasure. I'm All Burned plays like a cross between Bonnie Raitt and Mark Knopfler, suave with just the right amount of blues greasiness and guitar playing finesse that feels so good and so right. After listening to this, I feel spent and refreshed at the same time. Key cut, a great version of Ode to Billy Joe. Here are Kathy Greer and the Troublemakers on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. I've got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe, anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Callisters jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the Sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. Off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, and by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.